Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Crisis on Trendfinite Earths. That is courtesy of someone whose name I did not take down. So while you are talking at one point during this recording, Miles, I will look that up. But for now, I'm Jack, that's Miles, and this is what's trending this Friday afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like my announcer voice? I feel like it's working for nobody.
I told you, don't ask for my opinion when you know it might not be the thing you're not going to want to hear.
Yeah, that's true.
Puts me in a rough spot.
Okay, my bad.
Because I love it.
I knew it.
You brought me back,
I
baby.
Knew it. That was my announcer voice faltering.
Jeez. Actually, no, I don't like that announcer voice now that I think about it.
That sucks. I hate it. I think it stinks. And this is what's trending. Hashtag a push. Would not have known what that is.
I knew immediately because I have not seen a push in how long? Like 19 years or something. 7, 18, whatever, however long old I am. AP U.S. history is what that stands for. And my goodness, for all you nerds out there that took AP classes, I forgot that this is AP test time right now. And the AP tests have been happening this week, and apparently there's just been all kinds of problems to the point where hashtag APUSH is trending on Twitter, which is such a weird thing for me that we're now there where, like, gripes that I had in high school, I don't know, maybe I'm just paying more attention to these trends, but yes, a lot of people have been having trouble uploading. There's been a lot of criticism because they're like, if there are people who don't have access to computers or high-speed internet, like, then they can't even take the test, because normally AP tests, for people who don't know, they're tests that are administered in a school normally, and if you get a passing grade of a 3 or up on a scale of 5, you can receive college credit. And it was, dude, they gave let these kids do, normally these things are 3-hour tests, 45 minutes, just write something down, but it seems like a lot of people were confused by how the document-based question, or DBQ,
I've been moonlighting as a proctor for these, just going to various students' windows and peering in to make sure they're not cheating on the test. good gig, good work if you can get it. How do they ensure that people aren't cheating using the internet?
That's a thing. So what they did was the college board who administers the test, they're like, they were basically saying like, should we cancel these? And then all the students were overwhelmingly like, hell no, I've been studying for this thing the whole year. Do not take this from me. I've been working so hard. So they pivoted very quickly in March to try and do an online version where it's like they have to verify their work. It's not even clear to me how it works, but that's why I think they went to a writing question rather than like multiple choice, because it's open book, open note. Like, let's just test people on their writing and then we can check against plagiarism from there.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Space Force is trending. Because the flag was unveiled, and it's basically just a Star Trek logo. Oh. I mean, like, they legit seem to be stealing things from Star Trek, right? Like, that's just the Star Trek logo.
Yeah, but I think that there's been a lot of talk about that form being used since time immemorial, but it's just a lame... I mean, we saw these mock-ups really early on, and like, you're just like, okay, fine, but it's just... I feel bad for them, like, parading this flag around. Like, it's meaningful. It's whatever. It's just, like, such a weird
You feel bad for the president?
I'm really feeling it for him. I mean, honestly, maybe we go too hard on him as he, you know, sort of intentionally lets people die in the country. I don't know. Maybe that's our blind spot.
He looks like a child at a parade as this flag is being unveiled, just, like, beaming in the background. No mask, obviously, standing right next to a human. Another human. Space Force. All right. That's a thing.
Oh, also, just so you know, he was also saying, the president, something about a super duper missile.
Super duper one?
He used the words, I call it the super duper missile.
I'm glad we have him in charge of naming stuff. We call it the super duper.
Oh, God. Yeah, so they're working on some kind of, you know, mass murder object, and it's a super duper missile, so don't get the wrong idea.
Well, at least all those people who are killed by whatever missile they're working on will have the dignity of being killed by something called the super duper missile, which goes 17 times faster than current weapons, which are already, as I understand it, pretty fast. So,
yeah. Meanwhile, people are starving in our own country.
Well done. Well done, guys. Scooby-Doo is trending because a new movie called Scoob just came out. It's all caps, S-C-O-O-B, exclamation point. So that's you're required to say it that way. It's an all-animated Scooby-Doo movie, and I don't know why this exists.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll be watching it this weekend, so I'll be able to tell
you. This supposed to be a theatrical release?
I think so, yeah. I think I remember seeing trailers for this a while back.
Wow, man. So they're going for it. They're following trolls into the breach.
That's right. Everybody is like this. We have literally a captive audience of parents.
This only would have worked if we were, like, generationally, this isn't going to have the same heat.
No.
Like, it would have taken an elder, like, Gen X parent or a boomer parent to be like, oh, yeah, Scoob, I'll take my kids to that. That's like our parents. Like, I remember that would have been something my parents would have been like, yeah, let's throw Scooby-Doo on. I don't know if, like, people who are parents now who are like, oh, yeah, Scoob, my kids love it. I don't know. Is there the same, are your children aware of the existence of Scoob?
Yeah. No, they are not. Not at all.
Oh, okay.
The reviews are all basically like pre-sold fans, especially fans with kids, of Scooby-Doo, Shaggy, Velma, Daphne, and the thud named Fred are in the bag. I don't know what to tell the rest of you. Like, that's the best review I could find.
Oh.
It's just like people are saying it's not good, which is not fully shocking.
I mean, the CNN headline is... Scoob isn't much fun, and neither are those meddling kids. But it's written by like an old guy who doesn't seem like he would think anything is fun unless it were like going through a picture book of classic.
Well, the
Navy
AV
ships.
Club has a review from Katie Reif, who is a young person with dyed hair, and she says, "Any hopes one might have of the film exceeding the low expectations set by its unnecessarily punctuated title?" Should be abandoned forthwith. So she just basically said this movie sucks in a lot of wordy ways.
We just need our favorite critic, Jay Sherman, to come back and just tell us it stinks.
Scarface is trending, and this is something I'm very excited about to watch with my kids. So there's apparently been a push since 2011 to remake Scarface, which is a movie that has grown into very iconic status since it was released in 1980. So it makes sense that they would want to remake it, but it's written by the Coen brothers.
Yeah. Well, because the original screenplay is Oliver Stone and the Brian De Palma version. Right. And it's just weird, like, that we're needing a modernized reboot of Scarface. Because, I mean, the thing was, like, Scarface was so huge because every rapper, it became, like, just absolute necessary viewing for any rap fan. Because Scarface is constantly referenced by rappers. And just, like, that sort of drug dealer culture, you know, the glamorized drug dealer comes from Scarface. And I feel like that was my responsibility to watch it in the first place because I wanted to be literate in the films that rappers were talking about, which is drove me and I think many people, young men in college, to have the poster on their board
Did you have the poster? Yeah,
of like, don't fuck with me. Don't fuck with me, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Classic. But now, like, I'm curious. I don't know. At the same time, like, this sounds very interesting, but it's just bizarre that this is where they've put their focus. I was like, no, we need them to do Scarface.
I mean, it makes sense to me in the sense, so the very first Scarface came out in, I think, the 30s. It was like pre-MPAA, and it was the Hays Code, I think that is what it was called, was like the morality that, you know, they used to judge movies at that time. So it was before ratings and it was pretty violent. It was about like a Capone, like 1930s gangster. That's really like all they took. I think it was Chicago bootleg era. And I think the only thing they took was that he had a scar on his face and that he wanted to have sex with his sister. Those were like the only two traits that carried over to the 1980 version. And then,
and did he murk his Manolo best friend character?
I forget what. I watched it like for college in a class about movie violence. It's like, it's interesting to me to like have every, you know, 40 years there's a movie that's about the gangster culture of the time. I'm just curious what, I think I read somewhere that they were going to do it as like a Mexican drug lord, which would be dope.
I mean, the thing that interests me most is the Coen brothers on this. That's by far, I mean, no matter who's directing, I mean, no shade for Luca, but to the Coen brothers' take on a gangster flick like this, I think is probably the most interesting aspect of this entire story. And I think the Guadagnino aspect is interesting too, because you're like, the last couple of things you know him for, like Suspiria and Call Me By Your Name.
Yeah, I mean, the first, or the 80s one, had Person With Interesting Things To Say, made by like a real aesthetic like artist in Brian De Palma. So maybe this could be a repeat of that formula. We'll see. All right. Well, we got to get off because there's a Blue Angel flyover coming and we have to, you know, go out and salute
them. We have to boo them.
Oh, you're going to boo?
Oh, actually, no. It's a Thunderbird flyover. I'm a Blue Angel stan, so I will be booing the actual, you know, the entity, not like what they're doing or what it stands for, because of Blue Angel.
I am appreciative of the military for you know, saluting us with this flyover for completing season 133 of the Zeitgeist.
I mean, look, we take shots sometimes at the military-industrial complex, but in this instance, very specifically, very narrowly, if you're using the might of the United States Navy to get us, you know, to give us our roses via a flyover, so be it. Thank you.
All right, Miles, have a great weekend. Listeners, have a great weekend. Wash your hands, stay inside, be kind to each other, and we'll talk to you guys on Monday. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.